Before retiring from the U.S. Navy, Pensacola native James Glass achieved the rank of Master Chief Petty Officer, the highest enlisted rank in the Navy. To help others rise through the enlisted ranks, he's written a new book entitled The Ultimate Chief Petty Officer Guidebook, Tips, Tactics, and Techniques for Sailors Who Are Serious About Becoming a Chief Petty Officer. Glass recently shared details with WUWF's Sandra Averhart.
James, who's the target for this book? Obviously, its title is The Ultimate Chief Petty Officer Guidebook. So this is someone who wants to become a chief petty officer. Is that a common goal for many who enlist in the Navy?
I think most people who come in the Navy probably don't have any experience, so they're not quite sure what they want to do. Somewhere along the lines, though, I think there are a fair amount that they realize that they want to make this not only a career, but to aspire to become a chief petty officer. And what this book does is it kind of gives them a roadmap of what they need to do to try and achieve this.
You say if you want to become a chief petty officer that one of the big things is it's a process. There are things that you need to work on years out.
There are a lot of things that you need to look at. One of the things that I would recommend for any sailor who's listening is if you've never had a career development board, you really should look into that because your chain of command can kind of set you on a path, not only for your own career, but also as far as if you want to become a chief petty officer, you know, what you need to do to achieve that. A first-class petty officer, you know, when they actually have time and rank and they're ready, they take what they call the chief petty officer test. If they actually pass that, and they are what they call pass in advance, then their record goes before a board called the Chief Petty Officer Selection Board. And then their record is looked at, is reviewed, and is compared to other first-class petty officers within their own rating.
Let's talk about the timing of our conversation. It comes at a time that you refer to as the season?
Yes, it's been called many things, but a lot of chief petty officers like myself call it the season. And basically, it's 6 weeks of training that the first class petty officer go through before they actually get pinned to chief petty officer. That name is actually changed. It's been changed several times in the past, and now it's what they call CPO 365. And basically, they go through this training basically year-round, but then they get a little more extensive during the season.
Is this the period following your test and going before the board?
Yes. Once the board releases the results, that's when the season actually starts, because then they know who has been selected, and then they can start training those individuals to be prepared to be a chief petty officer.
All right, let's talk about some of the details. How do you go about being selected? Tell us some of the key points that you make in your book to help an individual get there.
Okay, well, first and foremost, you really need to look at least 5 years out. You could do a little less than that, but there's no guarantee that's going to be the 5 years that the board looks at. Some of the areas you need to look at, you know, are awards, you know, what you've done above and beyond the call of duty. Another would be education. You know, a lot of people are pursuing their college careers. Another would be what they call sustained superior performance. And this basically is a sailor going above and beyond the call of duty to do their job. So basically, you know, the chief doesn't actually have to tell them what to do. They already know what to do, and they take it upon themselves to go out and get it done. These are just some of the areas that I focus on. But the most important that I would actually say besides that is to study. Make sure that you study, because if you cannot pass that test and be board eligible, then basically that might be the only year that you may have actually had a chance of being selected.
Some of those things that you pointed out, they are all a part of the wheel of success. Tell us about that.
Yes, the wheel of success is broken down. It looks like a wheel, and basically there are 10 different areas that a sailor should focus on. I talked to some of them before, awards, some more collateral duties, community service, education, diversity. But basically it comes down to the most important is what they call deck plate leadership, because that's what chiefs are. And basically, each of those areas are not only just broken down into categories, but also some have subcategories. And each area is broken down into specifics as far as what sailors should look for and what they need to achieve. That way, they actually have a specific goal in mind instead of a generic goal in mind.
James, how long does it actually take someone to get to where they can test to become a chief petty officer?
For starters, they have to be a first-class petty officer, and basically that's an E6 in the Navy. And basically, you know, there's five more steps before that, E1 through E5, And then, of course, you know, Chief, Senior Chief, Mass Chief would be E7, E8, E9 across the board as far as, you know, the military. But basically what they want to do is they want to prepare themselves so that when the time comes, you know, that they're ready to take the test, be board eligible, and that their record is ready to be looked at by the board. You know, I've seen that there's been some folks elected, you know, at 5 years, which is almost unheard of. But I would say the average is probably between 11 and 12 years that somebody is actually ready. They've achieved the goals they need to do, the steps. They've become a leader, and they're ready to take the next step, which is becoming a chief petty officer.
James Glass is author of The Ultimate Chief Petty Officer Guidebook. And I'm Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.